The Senate transportation budget removes the income cap on the state's earned income tax credit and boosts it from 10% of the taxpayer's federal tax credit to 30%. Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff says it will save low-income taxpayers $38 million a year, and he says it's a fair offset to whatever gas tax increase is finally agreed on.
If you're at the very low end of the income range, that hurts you proportionally a lot more. So we wanted to provide additional relief to the people who needed it the most.
This wouldn't do what Democrats have long wanted. They want a credit that allows low-income taxpayers to pay no taxes, but also to get refunds. And the progressive think tank Policy Matters Ohio says it would benefit only an additional 1% of Ohioans. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.